Russian leaders say they're fighting terrorists in Chechnya. This week, the Chechen leader was killed, and it was hailed by Russia as a blow against terrorism. Meanwhile, there's a move to canonize Russian soldiers, literally. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has this report from a town just outside Moscow.
The mourners here are shivering in an ice-cold, howling wind as they put flowers and candles around a marble headstone. This is a pilgrimage to the tomb of a person who may become Russia's newest Orthodox saint. Zhenya Rodionov was a 19-year-old conscript in Chechnya when he was captured and later executed by rebels. Zhenya Rodionov's appeal comes from his reported refusal to disavow Christianity and convert to Islam, a demand of the Chechen fighters who held him for 100 days, and something that might have saved his life. Zhenya's mother, Lyubov, spent months personally searching for her son in Chechnya. She paid $4,000 to the rebels for information on where his body was buried. Lyubov Radionovich shows a picture of Zhenya with a gold cross around his neck.
He never took that cross off. I was digging up his grave with my own hands, and as I was digging my son up, I said, I wouldn't believe it if it was his, if he didn't have that cross on. Suddenly, I caught a glimpse of that cross, and I fainted. I took it as a sign from heaven.
Zhenya had been decapitated, and so his mother spent several more weeks negotiating with a Chechen guerrilla commander who claimed to have killed him. Later, he returned fragments of Zhenya's skull, which had been split into pieces.
I carried my son's head away in a bag that people use for carrying milk or bread. On the train ride back, the conductor saw me clutching it tightly. She said, "What do you have in that bag?" I said, "It's my son's head." She thought I was crazy.
The story of Zhenya Rodionov is not only one of his mother's perseverance, it's also about how the conflict in Chechnya is increasingly being framed in religious terms. The Russian government says this is a battle with international terrorists and Islamist extremism. Father Dmitry of the Moscow Patriarchate supports sainthood for Zhenya. He says many saints were recognized by the people long before they gained the official blessing of the church.
Take the family of Tsar Nicholas II, for example. Before they were canonized, there wasn't a single Orthodox family that didn't have an icon with the Tsar's likeness at home. For me, Zhenya's saintliness is obvious.
Officially, the church has not recognized Zhenya Rodionov as a saint. Nonetheless, icons showing his boyish face under a halo now adorn Orthodox cathedrals in at least 24 cities. Dr. Anatoly Pchelintsev of Moscow's Institute of Religion and Law is worried about the tendency to recast the conflict in Chechnya as a kind of holy war.
Obviously, Zhenya Rodionov was a wonderful guy, but I think it's premature to make a martyr of the faith out of him. Lending a religious color to what's going on in Chechnya is very dangerous, and by putting Christianity up against Islam, we're unwittingly doing a favor to the armed groups.
Rodionov's case has been taken up by some nationalists who portray the Chechen conflict as a battle between Slavic Christian Russia and its fast-growing Muslim minorities. Rodionov's exploits in resisting conversion to Islam are lionized in a popular song. Zhenya never took the cross from his chest, goes the refrain. It describes how he was said to have maintained his faith despite torture. Some Russian military officers now hold up Zhenya Rodionov as a role model for their troops. Sergei and his unit were brought 600 miles on a bus to Kirillovo by their commanders to place flowers at Zhenya's grave.
He was a brave person. And we need real, new heroes, not fabled ones left over from the old days or World War II. Zhenya's death for the motherland has moved many people to stand up for Russia. He didn't ask to be sent to Chechnya, and maybe didn't even know what he was fighting for. But he was given his orders, and he followed them.
Zhenya's mother, Lyubov, says she's grateful for how many Russians now honor her son's memory. She has less to say about the campaign to canonize her son.
Will his canonization change anything for me? If he's made a saint, will he knock on the door tomorrow? Will anyone ever call me mama again? No.
Lyubov Rodionova still visits her son Zhenya's grave almost every day. Often, you can see her standing next to his tombstone, whispering to him. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kirillovo, Russia.